Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Matthew Sexton, owner of Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club in Marathon, Florida. Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club is an eco-friendly boutique resort located at mile marker 58 in the heart of the Florida Keys. An awesome location, and Mr. Sexton, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric, for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing some details on this. So for starters, and if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and your athletic background to kick things off.
So once upon a time, I was a professional action sports athlete, which, is a loose title that, I was able to obtain after years of chasing that. The, a childhood dream of mine was I grew up just outside of New York City and spent a lot of my childhood messing around in the waters of Long Island Sound, and I wanted to become a professional wakeboarder or, water sports person of some sort, and I realized that likely wasn't going to happen up there, so at just my end of my 17th year on Earth, I decided to move to Florida. So I drove straight down to St. Pete, Florida, and started trying to pursue a little bit of time as a, professional wakeboarder. And I ended up getting into the sport of kite surfing. And that ended up kind of leading for me to travel all over the world. I got the pleasure of working for a couple companies that gave me a really comfortable position where I was basically marketing products as well as, taking place in R&D and event production. And, I spent a lot of, my early 20s traveling all over the Caribbean, South America, South Pacific, and, getting paid to play, basically. So in terms of, professional athletics, it wasn't your conventional, sport athlete by any means, but I had a really awesome, fun lifestyle that involved being on the beaches and playing with a lot of fun toys in the ocean. So that was cool.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, and you're taking me back to my younger days just hearing your description of all this. Awesome. What made you decide to call the Florida Keys your home?
As I was traveling, I did everything skydiving, wakeboarding, freediving, spearfishing, and kite surfing was the main driving force for my career at the time. So you need a place that has conditions that kind of allow you to do that on a most consistent and fun basis. So the Keys was a place, going full Caribbean was something that I really wanted to do. I spent a lot of my childhood also bouncing around the Virgin Islands, different places, spending a lot of time at sailing boats out of Tortola. And you're just so cut off. And it's the beauty of it, of being, isolated on an island in the Caribbean. You got to live off the land or the sea and, take the hand that you're dealt, whether that's a hurricane or, an economic downturn or something. But it's very difficult to get the resources that you need in the event that one of those, instances happens to you. So the Florida Keys was a really similar space where, it was very consistently windy. I had a network of people that I had worked with in between Key West and the village of Isla Mirada. And, I kept finding myself coming back to this location after traveling to a lot of different, awesome and exotic places. And I thought I wanted to end up in one of those places. And this is really one of the best blends of, it's the Caribbean you can drive to. So in terms of, setting my roots and starting a business that, really requires some of that, first world access. It's a game changer. And, the last 5 years in particular between, category 4 hurricanes and the pandemic, this is a perfect example of how quickly we can bounce back compared to, our friends down island in the Caribbean where you're truly isolated. So I have good friends that live on islands that have yet to bounce back from Hurricane Irma and Maria down in 2017, whereas the Florida Keys right now is probably one of the hottest places to travel in all of the country because of our access. And technically we are still a part of the United States of America that you can drive to. I wanted to end up here, and that was really the best fit for me. So,
well, it certainly makes total sense, and the way you described it, it certainly makes it crystal clear. Well done on that as well. Tell us about Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club. What makes the property special there?
So, Grassy Flats, I love working with people. I've worked with people as long as I can remember. I was a water sports instructor as a kid, a sailboat captain, and my later, more recent part of my career has led me to working with people in the hospitality industry, specifically tourists on vacation down here in the Caribbean or in the Florida Keys here. And the trend I have seen in business is that standard capitalism, take your competition and, buy it out, or streamline operations, grow, become more efficient. And some of these operations that I've witnessed in the Florida Keys in particular have seen, just this consistent investment of private equity and hedge fund money. And, we've taken this soul and love and feel of, a mom and pop style hotel, and we've just streamlined it. And for some people, that's great. They want the cookie cutter experience that, has a flag branded resort feel to it, consistent from one to the next. Some people want that intimate mom and pop, very personalized feel. So one of the coolest things about Grassy Flats is it is very much myself, my girlfriend, my son, and a big network of friends that are also employees of the company that create this experience for anybody that comes to visit us. So, this was an opportunity that was spawned for us out of Hurricane Irma. It was a, rundown place that had started to get fixed up by a hotelier before me. And unfortunately, he was set to open October 2017, and he got hit by Hurricane Irma a month before it. So it presented kind of a scratch and dent deal for us to get into the business. And I decided I, wanted to stop working for these larger corporations that just keep, turning down the wants and needs of travelers because it's company policy. So one of the best things I get told by our guests is that it feels like, I'm staying at an old friend's house. So it's got a very cool, fun, intimate feel, and it gives us the ability to custom tailor experiences for our guests depending on, what they want to do, whether it's water sports, fishing, diving, birding, ecotourism. Do you want to be, fitness oriented on your trip, or do you want to be indulgent and relaxation oriented? We have a team of people that can, in a really hands-on way, cater to your needs. So that's why it's a little bit special, and it feels very nostalgic in the way it operates.
Well, with this being right at the heart of vacation season, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the listeners tuning in today. A very inviting sounding location and resort, no doubt. Now, also, we understand that Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club is an eco-friendly resort as well. What makes the resort eco-friendly, and are there special initiatives in place to protect the environment as well?
100%. There are, we've had to step back and really look at this from a massive scale. And the Florida Keys, surprisingly enough, isn't actually known for its beaches. We don't have, long stretches of white sandy shoreline similar to the rest of Florida or the Caribbean. A lot of these islands were kind of engineered together with the Florida Keys Railway that was done back in the early 1900s. So, we have a very limited stretch of true natural beach here, which when we took over, you have, developed shoreline on both sides of us, and it created a very unnatural flow for how seaweed and, basically ocean debris would normally kind of ebb and flow from a traditional beach. So, when we start cleaning this beach up every morning, the first step that we have to do is, take ocean plastics and microplastics and different fishing gear that floats in on a daily basis and remove it, and then also remove a substantial buildup of sargassum and seaweed that we have. So started realizing that this was going to be a major inconvenience for our guests, but we didn't want to overly disturb what the natural process would be. But unfortunately, the only way to do that would be to not develop the shoreline the way it was done 50, 60 years ago. So we take all of this seaweed, we run a large-scale composting program, and then we turned it into our own fertilizer for three tropical fruit farms that we've actually grown on Grassy Key, which is the island we're located on, over the last 10 years. So we've got almost about a half an acre of land dedicated just to tropical fruit farming. For herbs, fruits, vegetables, and food that goes into our food and beverage program. So, the mint for your mojitos is grown on site, and sometimes seasonally blended with mangoes or bananas or different tropical delights that come into season. And then, those processes, just from an operational standpoint, are very, system-oriented and closed circuit. We don't want to be bringing in mass amounts of nitrogen and phosphate soil amendment fertilizers that then only actually further worsen that blooming of nutrients and seaweed and stuff like that in the ocean. So we started thinking of processes like that, and then we can only do so much in terms of cleaning things up on a daily basis, but what if we could prevent any of our guests or our staff from adding to that process by creating more plastic pollution. So we don't allow any single-use plastics on site, and basically any product that comes into our facility to get used in our operations has to go through, a vetted process that starts with, the section of the company that needs a certain product and ends always with myself. Deciding is it something that, we absolutely need based on the impact that it would have environmentally. So to start with those little processes, these are ways that, we're trying to prevent, the convenience factor of us operating our business from continuing to worsen our surrounding environment. And then we are also trying to, take an operational standpoint with our development, where instead of going the conventional concrete build down here, we don't have access to, hempcrete, papercrete, or any of these really, cutting edge building practices. So we're using, forest sustainable lumber that's strapped together, reaching our wind loads with recycled materials, and of course operating our entire property with a power and water program that sets an example for conservation. So the whole property has a 3-year plan of actually being power negative in terms of our consumption with solar installations. And our new phase of development has all of our roof areas draining into catchment cisterns that operate the irrigation systems for all of our property. So, short of being a LEED certified building, which is, kind of a bit of a sham because it's so not cost effective to take that route, and oftentimes the longevity of the building will give its carbon offset a significant factor, but it's impossible to prove the economics of that. So any developer that's going to come down here and want to continue to take over old resorts and follow suit of what we're doing, we really want to set a standard to how we should be operating, how we should be redeveloping, the things that we should be concerned about, and then, market the daylights out of it so that it gives our consumers, guests, and, viewers an example of how viable it is to, economically succeed while taking the appropriate steps for the environment. So, it is very much ingrained in our entire operation, and the primary goal is to never sacrifice the quality of what we do for a convenience, basically. So it's fun. That's a long-winded answer. So
yeah, nothing wrong with that, and I can really appreciate what you're doing to be eco-friendly and protecting the environment, and that is quite impressive and appreciated today. We're joined by Mr. Matthew Sexton, the owner of Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club in Marathon, Florida. It's an eco-friendly boutique resort located at mile marker 58 in the heart of the Florida Keys, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, currently, I understand you're going through renovations there. Tell us what travelers can expect to see when the renovations are completed.
So the three properties that we took over have been, unfortunately, we had to tear down a number of the previous buildings due to the storms that came through. So we've storm hardened a lot of our coastline by adding native vegetation, reestablishing our beaches, and we've designed a building that takes all of the existing units and puts them into a much more efficient and less impactful operation. So we have 28 new hotel suites that will be completed that are, you know, all stunning oceanfront views, you know, sustainable fixtures inside and out, made from reclaimed hardwoods that fall in the hurricanes. And we will also be adding a 152-seat restaurant with a rooftop bar to the completed rehab of the property. So it's a very intimate feel. 38 rooms sounds like a lot. To me, it is massive. But in the grand scheme of, you know, multiple hundred-unit resorts down here in the Florida Keys, this still has a wonderful intimate feel. So, you know, the offerings that we have in terms of our accommodations, anything from, you know, honeymoon suites, queen suites, king suites, all with, you know, sprawling ocean views, to two and three bedroom apartments with full kitchens that, you know, you could really kick your feet back and feel like you're at home for the week. So,
also, Matthew, we know that Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club also has a sister property for the adventurous traveler. What can the traveler expect when visiting the lagoon on Grassy Key?
Yeah, the lagoon is actually a 50-acre property that was my first rehab project, and we took an abandoned fish farm over and turned it into the only licensed amusement park in the Keys. So we operate a wakeboard cable park there. We've got a small surf shop, retail shop called The Saloon, and Bongos just opened up, which is a botanical booze garden. So we've got, you know, a beautiful, mature tropical palm courtyard with natural stone pavers throughout the whole courtyard, serving 22 craft beers, a variety of delicious cocktails, and food that's most often locally sourced either from our very own gardens or different seafood purveyors and fishermen that we work with right here in the Florida Keys. So the lagoon has something for the whole family, whether it's, you know, going to find something to shop, check out some really cool artwork, local artisan crafts, or any of our high-end water sports activities that we do, like wakeboarding, kiteboarding, foilboarding, and that kind of stuff. So,
now, coming back to your passions, what are some important things the traveler should know when planning to visit you to try water sports? What do they need to know in those regards?
Yeah, the best way I can describe our company is we're a surf company for a place with no waves. So, you know, the Florida Keys have an awesome, rich culture that goes back, you know, to the days of Disney pirate tales and whatnot. But the reality is, you know, most people are really fishermen, divers, and, you know, oceanic trades of that. So to have people do our water sports, you know, kite surfing, foil boarding. We set people up with top-notch free diving, spear fishing, fly fishing, and things like that. We're really the best group at putting you into whatever it is you're looking to do. We also offer paddle boarding, downwinders, eco tours, and, you know, any way that you would want to get on the water. Where surfing is something that, you know, is actually extremely difficult for, you know, a first timer. We've set up a lesson plan that we could get anybody from any walk of life into any one of these sports in the safest, most effective, and efficient way possible. So,
Mr. Sexton, really appreciate your visit with us here today, and I'm sure listeners who not only have already made plans on their vacation destination, but this is certainly something that they'll put on the list and or if they haven't already chosen it, they're probably putting it on the list right now. Where can people get more information on Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club and the Lagoon on Grassy Key? Where can they get further details?
So the easiest place would be either of our websites, which is very simple, grassyflats.com, GrassyFlats.com. And for the Lagoon, RideTheLagoon.com. So we have Instagram, Facebook pages associated with all of those that you can find on those two websites. And that's got, you know, itemized things out from making reservations to price structure booking and information on all of our courses and classes. So visit either one of those websites. And then one of the best things you can always do is just give us a call. Our staff is happy and willing to give a conversation, you know, answer any questions, and set you up with the best activity for your budget and what you're looking to do.
Sounds easy enough, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Sexton, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Sexton, owner of Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club in Marathon, Florida. Grassy Flats Resort and Beach Club is an eco-friendly boutique resort located at mile marker 58 in the heart of the Florida Keys. And for further details, visit either grassyflats.com or RideTheLagoon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.